In your question, you said that what you know about me says that I am a man who spent lots of time of my life trying to do adult literacy in different countries. Now, I would like on the behalf of history, to say that it was not like this. That is, of course, I as an educator, one of my preoccupations has been adult literacy, but just one. Secondly, of course, I have helped every time I have been invited to different countries in Africa, in Latin America, with regard to the programs of adult literacy. But I have tried to do something more than that, even though I recognize that the adult literacy is something very important to be done. But as an educator, my preoccupation concerning education has been to have to get a very critical understanding of education. As professor also of universities, I have tried to do that, as well as I have tried to do that when I am teaching, for example, how to teach, how to read and to write. You see, then I did less than it was told you. But I'm happy with what I did. Of course, in Latin America, the contradictions are much more visible ones. You can touch, you can, the social contradictions. Then here, in societies like yours, many things are hidden. But they exist. This is what I think, that this is the question. They are hidden, but they exist. They are hidden precisely because they exist. No? Then, in the society, or those who have power, got conditions, material conditions, technological conditions to hide many aspects of the life of society. While in Latin America, it has not been possible yet to hide too much. Something just in cities like São Paulo, something can be hidden. But the contradictions are so strong that you see them in the streets. The contradictions in spirit, which you see, it's incredible. The misery, for example. No? Then the educators in Latin America, the educators whose dream, political dream, is to change, is to give a contribution. I don't want to say to change, because I can give the impression that the educators will be the ones who will change. No. But the educators who would like to give a contribution to the change of society, don't need to think about, for example, what to do in order to show the contradictions. It is a chapter which does not exist for us, because we have in the streets, we have when we leave the house, we have inside of the house. No. That is, we have inside of our house the poor woman who comes from the periphery of the big cities to cook for us. Then every day the periphery of São Paulo comes into my house. If I don't see, this is because I don't want to see. But I have inside of my house the contradiction. Here, of course, we have the contradictions here also, some of them absolutely visible ones. In this campus, what happened some months ago concerning violence, racial violence here, it's incredible. But one of the tasks an educator has in societies like this, not exclusively Europe, Switzerland is even more difficult. Because Switzerland is like this, and you don't see almost anything. Everything hidden. One of your tasks is how to discover the things which are hidden. That is, how, this is one of the tasks for you as educators here, that is how to go from street to street. I am using street now, not in the concrete sense, but metaphorically. How to go from step to step, doing that, sacando de arriba de la olla, la tapa.
Uncovering the root and taking the lid off.
Yeah. And say, look, hear the contradiction. You see, then this is what you have to learn how to do. And look, instead of reading books or writing books, how to make a good friendship, how the quantity of books in this country, whose title, how to... Yeah,
how do they educate
adults in 1 hour? I saw yesterday that I am thinking to buy this book because I want to read it. How to educate adults in 1 hour? Yeah, but and look, I don't want any making reference to this book. I am not, first of all, I did not read the book. Secondly, I don't want to say that in this book there is nothing interesting. I am sure that there is. But what I want to emphasize is the reduction of political nature of a process into techniques. And this is one of the ways which the societies have to hide contradictions. To the extent that, or the more you say that education is a technique, is a technological fact, the more you say that, the more you hide concreteness. It's very interesting. Then it should be interesting to see how to begin to unveil. And of course, when you try to unveil some dimension of society, you provoke necessarily tension again. That is, many people interested in keeping hidden something will become afraid just in knowing that there is a crazy woman trying to unveil things. Secondly, those vis-à-vis whom we are trying to unveil reality also become angry or afraid in many moments, not completely. And why? because they are not believing in themselves, and they are afraid of future. They are afraid of, in the last analysis, this is fear of freedom. The fear of freedom is terrible, because we are sometimes afraid of freedom, but saying that we would like to be free, or worse, that we are free. But we are not, and we are afraid of freedom.
What are some ways that we can, from your experience, work with that to emphasize the importance of the social function of learning?
Look, I think that we should put our imagination, we should free our imagination and to allow it to fly. One of the things we never do is precisely this, that is, we don't want our imagination flying. We don't accept that, because we just believe in the facts. And we don't perceive that not allowing the imagination to fly is a fact, but a very bad fact. You see, then why am I saying that? Because I don't believe in prescriptions for this. And the prescriptions generally reveal, since the beginning, the same spirit which you would like to combat now. That is the mechanical understanding of reality and of action. But, for example, if it was possible for you, in a very small experience, to think about two or three things, facts, events, which cannot be explained mechanically. You studied this two or three things very well, without saying it to anyone in the group, but you are studying very well. Secondly, you could study one which can be explained mechanically through the understanding, for example, of the strength of the arms to take out a chair like this, to take it from here and to put it there. And one day, suddenly, without being expected, in the room, instead of continuing speaking about the words, you do. Right now, I would like to ask a question. And then you propose the mechanical action, the act of taking out this chair from here. And then what you could ask, in order for me to do that, to take this chair from here, Do I need what? You see, then they have to say, you first of all, you need to want to do. Okay. But from the point of view, physical point of view, you need just to have some strength, some power, physical power. Then okay, then you could give to you. You could ask some other examples coming from them of this. in the room, out of the room, in the society, things which can be easily explained just through mechanical efforts. And after that you could ask a question about another thing which could not be explained like this. For example, the speech of the president cannot be understood like this. Then you could propose some kind of intellectual exercise to them in the order for them to begin to critically perceive that society does not work mechanistically. And then literacy is not something mechanical also. It's an educational and political question and not a mechanical question. Even though in the process of teaching how to read and to write, we have to use some mechanical things to help us, and we have to use some techniques. Do you see? Then, I would repeat, for me, an educator who lost the taste of imagination stopped being an educator. But the question is that in society like this, we generally lose the taste for imagination, unless when we are writers. But the daily life experience is so mechanized, that in some moment we forget that we can imagine, we can think, we can. You see, it is so difficult to think. About it. Yesterday I was talking with Mark. The tendency we have here of using some concepts without understanding what they mean. Do you see? Then we incorporate the concepts mechanistically. We just memorize them. One day, one asks us, what do you mean by that? And you say the word, the concept, it's, I don't know what. Do you see? That it's necessary to go beyond that and to get distance from that. It's not easy because we are not educators of the other spaces. We are educators in this space. Then we have to make a fantastic effort, which is to get distance from our own reality in order to understand it. To get distance epistemologically, not geographically. It's not necessary to go to Brazil to... but here. The question is not to start speaking about adult literacy, but about culture, about history, about events, about life, about many other things in order to grasp one day literacy. Because if you go directly to literacy, we can provoke something which you said some moments ago, that is, in a society which is known as highly technologized, to recognize that one cannot read and write is very difficult for one. But it's not difficult to reach this point if we begin to demonstrate that we have lots of cultural things to discuss, and so on. One day we get literacy. Maybe I am not right, but this is how I think. Look, my friends, I think that I should be, if I had to obey to the schedule. It's very interesting to say, if I had, you know, because I don't have to obey. I would be until 3:30 here, I think. But I don't know whether you are observing that I am having difficulty to pronounce, to speak. That's a mm-hmm.
Paulo, I don't think you need to apologize, because we were expecting 3:00, and so you're right on time. So it was perfect.
I thank you. But look, I like it very much to have had this conversation with you. Sometimes I think that I was not too much useful as I would like to be, but at least I was interested in being useful. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.